Ram Tagore. He, Rabindranath Tagore, who had got Nobel Prize in those days, and he just said he's just a cultural actor or something. And all these assemblies, when he spoke such insulting words to such popular figures in those days, that all the assembly became disturbed and they said, we do not want to hear anymore. Then Nemi Maharaj, he said that, how will we preach? All the, whatever preaching we were doing, everything is destroyed. Then he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. This is the Swarup has everything he has destroyed, our preaching. Yeah. Nobody is ready to hear from us. He has gone to Ram Singh Karaman, Ram Sagal, Ram Bekupanand, he's calling them. Idiots, very strong names he called them. When Prabhupada heard, he sent a telegram. He has preached for my 100,000 rupees, he has preached. In those days, very, very huge amount. Do not worry, I will come soon and I will reconcile everything. What was that place? Then this assembly was called again and Prabhupada came there in a very sober, serious mood. He reconciled everything and spoke. Then slowly, very many people became attracted to Gauriya Math. This Padusarup Brahmachari, in those days, he took Diksha from Prabhupada, and he saw that when he took Diksha, that he saw that so many of the disciples of Prabhupada, they are so intelligent, I am not even able to speak to them. I must go back home to educate myself properly. When I will educate myself properly, then I will come back and then I will be able to dialogue with them. Then after a few days, Guru Maharaj saw that Siddha Swarup has left. He is very good Brahmachari. I have preached through him in so many ways. Then when he stayed there for some time in his home, my Gurudev was respected very much by Rupa Siddhanti Brahmachari. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, he is respected. He was much younger to my Gurudev, and in Uttarpada Math there was, in Bengal, there, near Howrah, Kolkata. He was, they were two vegetables, two sacks full of vegetables, one was big and one was small. Then Guru Maharaj said that I will take this because I am elder to you. I am stronger. I will take this. And Siddha Swarup Maharaj, he was saying, no. I am younger. This is my seva to be given to me. I am elder to you. You should listen to me. I will take the bigger bag. Listen, I am younger. So that's why, how can I allow my elder brother to take a bigger bag? No, like this, they kept arguing back and forth. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, 2-3 miles, they have to walk on there. Like this, they used to serve their Gurudev. Like this also. If we will be able to do Guru Seva like them, then all auspicious things we will gain. My Guru Maharaj, he was from a very big landlord family. He was like a prince in his family. Very soft, delicate, nice hair. In the mid of afternoon, it was scorching hot. In those times, he used to go for Diksha for collecting money. Prabhupada was passing by that place where after some collecting, they were resting. Vinod Brahmachari, my Gurudev, was resting in those days known as Vinod Brahmachari under some tree. when he was passing in a car with his driver, he saw that how Vinod Brahmachari was lying on the street. He stopped and asked that, why you are lying down here? Then he said, oh, I have taken some rest. So like this, they were serving. And so they, if you give little service nowadays to Brahmacharis, they say, oh, I can't do this. Oh, I want to go back. And how can we progress in bhajan? If you do not learn from the lives of these Brahmacharis, these sannyas, how they have served their Gurudev, these Pujavas, Siddhanta Maharaj, when my Guru Maharaj disappeared, when we understood immediately, all the samadhi and everything was given by him, everything he arranged. In those days, Gaurivedanta Samiti, this was not there. What president, what vice president, secretary? He everything arranged and everything he organized properly for us. Otherwise, I don't know what path he would have taken. I'm very, very indebted to him. I had darshan of him several times, had the fortune of his darshan several times. In Calcutta Math and in Puri Math also. When I used to go see him, he used to call special sweets for me. He used to love me so much, and he was very well versed in literature. Commence the 10 Upanishads, Isha, Kat, all these 10 Upanishads, these also, Gopal Thapani, etc. So many books he published. These books were not available in those days, and all those books he published, and he has given so much to this world. Today is very auspicious appearance day. I stay at his Lotus Street. I offer my Pushpanjali at him. The way he has published his books and the way he has faith in his Guru Lotus Street, I also want to follow him. Lord Premananda.
He was very dear to the Vaishnavas, and especially to the Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He appeared in Bangladesh, and from the beginning of his life, he had manifested great faithfulness in Dharma. Religiosity. After study, he was attracted to this land by Sri Pujapati Bhargamaj. And upon hearing his katha, he took complete shelter of Vidur Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That time his name was Sri Suru Ramachari. And when he came to the monk, what did he see? Oh, all the Vaishnavas are here, all the disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All are very grave and very learned persons. Then he thought, I am not fit to stay here. Therefore, he returned in his house to continue his law studies. That time, after Gurudev, he saw his spiritual brahmachari, he is really high class devotee, but he has left. Therefore, Param Gurudev went to his village and again brought him back to the Gaudiya Math. That time, also, he had once penetrated into the desert. The disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, headed by Pujapati Maharaj, they went to Dhaka, Bangladesh, for preaching. At that time, they arranged a huge meeting in the town hall, and all the senior persons of Dhaka were invited. That time, Pujapati Maharaj and other devotees gave their lecture, and they asked Sri Brahmachari if he could speak something. So he stood up and he he attacks the two main heroes of Bangladesh. One is King Vivekananda, the other one is King Rabindranath Tagore. He said this, Rabindranath Tagore, who won the Nobel Prize for writing, his Ram Chagal. Ram Chagal means the lead male villain with a long beard. And Vivekananda, his name is Devakumananda, means the happiness of Krishna. Devakumananda. Yes, because he went to the West and preached
his preaching. Why? Because Vivekananda has shown Yokoma Toko Paul. Understand?
Whatever way you follow, that is correct. Every way you follow is
correct. He was against our Hindu Dharma. Brahmavati. So he cut his their argument. Yokoma, it is not right. Jaake, Bhajan Karajaake, he gives answer sense of Bhagavan ke
power. First you have to perform Bhajan, then only you can achieve Bhagavan. It's not that you can follow any path and achieve Bhagavan.
Even the strict follower of the Bodhi mission of Sri Ramakrishna, then when they come on to you, all paths lead to the same goal. It doesn't matter what path you choose, it will all go to Bhagavan. But these are all foolish. They must teach you the true Brahmacharya Yoga, the name Devakumananda. Foolishness. And Rabindranath Tagore, he also was a brother of Adi, and he first went, and he written something off the Gita, made his own Gita, and he got the Nobel Prize. They were his Ram Chagal, because he was a very long beard, like a ghost. So when he said this, people went crazy, and they began shouting, and the whole assembly was completely destroyed. There was no more preaching. Actually, I heard people were throwing chairs and rising. That time, Pujabhat Nimimaraj, you can imagine how sad he was. All his preaching he'd been working on had been demolished. Then he wrote a telegram to Sri Prabhupada. This Dinasur Brahmachari has destroyed our preaching in Bengal. And when Pujabhat Nimimaraj heard that, he became very happy and said, that Dinasur Brahmachari has performed millions of dollars worth of preaching. I am coming here to prove that every single thing he said was completely true. So when Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada came, that everyone knew the conception of Gaudiya Mad, Ram Chagal, Devakumananda. Then when they came to hear the conception of Srila Prabhupada, who in a very grave and deep manner explained these philosophical truths. There was another famous story. Our Padma Gurudeva, the Srila Brahmachari, used to collect diksha, means donation of vegetables. Then there were two bags. One was very big and one was very small. Therefore, Sri Padma Buddha said, I will take the big bag. I am the big brother. Then Srila Brahmachari said, no, I will take the big bag because I am the small brother. How I can make the big brother perform all hard labor? Therefore, both were arguing about the subject bag. And who took the big one? Srila Brahmachari, he ended up taking the big bag of subject. And Padma Buddha got the small one. Therefore, this is a teaching. We should not think, oh, Guru Seva is very difficult. That much Guru Seva we can perform. How much will achieve what mission can affect our life? Padma Buddha was from such a high family, and these godly limbs are very soft. But still he engaged in extreme types of Guru Seva and manifested great renunciation. One time Sri Padma Buddha, who was very tired from collecting donations, he was sleeping under one tree with a donation box under his head. That time Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada was driving. And the driver said, look, look, it's Vinod Brahmachari. And Sri Prabhupada, when he saw that, he began weeping. He is such a young boy, he's given up everything for the service of Bhagavan and performing such hard duties ever. That's how Prabhupada's eyes filled with tears. Especially, we are especially indebted to Sri Chirupanati Maharaj, because Sri Padma Gurudev, when he left his world and entered into Samadhi, then Sri Chirupanati Maharaj, he came and he performed the Samadhi. Also, that time, how to run the society after the disappearance of Padma Gurudev, then they did not have so much of an idea. So Sri Chirupanati Maharaj, he came and said, oh, you should have. President should be there, Vice President should be there, we should be back, we should do that, we made the legal documents. Devakura said, we have so much intention of him from setting us on the right path from the very beginning. The Buddha said, often Buddha used to go there and meet him with the monk. He had monks in Kolkata, Navadvip and Puri. When Mr. Dajibaba was always very happy, all the Ramana teachings, all the Ramana teachings that he was giving Rajpur. He was also a very learned person. He put the commentaries of Sri Vishnu Chakravarti from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Sanskrit into Bengali. The three books of Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Sindhu, Kiran and Khan. He put them into Gurudeva. Gurudeva said, after a few editions, he put to my proposed mind, Indian editions of those said three books. Especially, he put the Govinda Bhakya of Sri Baladeva devotion from Sanskrit into Bengali. Gurudeva said, he was a very, very learned person. That book is very, very difficult to understand. And Gurudeva said, I'm hoping that I will also translate from Hindu edition from Bengali and put it into Hindi. Especially the 10 saints, Upanishad, Isha, Kaman, Katha, Gopal, Papa, Upanishad, he translated all of them into Bengali. So he was most expert in scriptures and most expert in Hanubhaja. Today is his appearance day. Gopemanate!
Present all Trinity Sannyasis, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, with all the Lotus feet, I offer my appropriate respect. Today is a great day of great fortune for me that my Guru Padma, it is his appearance day. I do not know how many lives, like an insect, bird, animals I took, but how many lives I spent in the hell. I don't know, but nothing I gained from all these things. But my Gurudev, he dragged me by my shikha with force. I do not want to perform any bhajan, but still, this fallen person, very offensive, without any sanskar also, he gave shelter at his lotus feet, that he has appointed me in path of bhajan, Bhagavad bhajan. I am always indebted to him. I offer my respects to him. All the associates of Prabhupada, that they are no ordinary people. They, all of them, are Mahaprabhu's close associates. Prabhupada, when he's received instruction from Guruvar and he is wondering how to proceed with his preaching mission in this world, that time Mahaprabhu himself came in his dream and he said, do not worry, only you start preaching. I will arrange everything well, associates, whatever is needed for you, I will arrange, I'm arranging, sending everything. Really, all the associates of Mahaprabhu, as if he had sent to from all the associates with associates now who came to this world. Similarly, Prabhupada also, Radharani is upon the same instruction of Radharani. He did not come alone, Nayanmani Manjari. He brought all his associates and came to this world. That is why Mahaprabhu, every single associate of his, he established one particular mission through him. Similarly, among the disciples of Prabhupada, they were also no ordinary people. Otherwise, look, when we hear about the glories of Pujya Bhashala Param Gurudev, Bhakti Priyan Krishna Maharaj, how he is devoted to his Gurudev. Taking his very life in his hands, he can even face the death. Your own son in this world will not do such a deed. But if he would not have been very close associate of his future master, he is asking when he came. When he came for the first time, where were you when Pujya Bhakti was coming around? He replied, you do not remember me. When you remember, I came to you immediately. By this, you can understand that their relationship was so deep and what kind of close association they have. So all the associates of Prabhupada, they were no ordinary people. They were his own very close associates. He came here in this world with his close associates. And Prabhupada, he gave different responsibilities to different of his disciples. Somebody was very expert in collecting bhiksha. Somebody was very expert in making big mud. How Sarang Goswami Maharaj, how he is very expert in managing the temples. And Bhakti Vigyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj, he used to create a big hurricane in wherever he would go to preaching. He would say that he is my hurricane, expert in bringing hurricane in storms. Then he would send somebody else to testify that storm, to cool that storm. So each and every disciples of his, they were such big speakers and preachers, because how Mahaprabhu came with his associates, similarly all the disciples of Prabhupada, they were able to, they had the qualification, we heard that they had the strength to liberate one universe. One person went in one direction, they created such a big storm. Now see our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, where he went and what he did, how he preached, we know the results and effects, we can see so visibly. All the associates of Prabhupada, they are definitely no ordinary person. They are his very close associates, come from the spiritual side with him. One of them is my Gurudev. You have heard something about him, that how he belonged to a very nice, opulent family. And Bharati Maharaj, he used to have ordinarily, generally, from the beginning he would have some faith in religious books. When Bharati Maharaj went in the, there was a board created in an education society where he was the leader, and he would say that there is a very big sadhu come. He's thinking about Gurudev, that how they, Bharati Maharaj came to preach that time. He came there and they decided that, oh, there is some very big sadhu come to our city, and let's go and meet him. Reach this place, and on Bhagavad Gita, Ram Kshetra, Kurukshetra, this shloka, he would give very deep commentaries on this. Hearing this Harikatha, after this Harikatha, Gopinath Swami Narayan Suna, this Kirtan, and he defined this Kirtan, and what kind of dancing we do, he took all his, Bhakti Maharaj did all this, he is so big and strong, if you know him, and he would be standing, he would be higher than everybody else, and then there would be a big assembly, and if nobody would keep quiet, he would say, Bharati Maharaj, just stand up. Bharati Maharaj would stand, they would see such a big, strong person, everybody would keep quiet. Now you speak, when you speak, then Prabhupada would speak. Because he had such a beautiful figure. He had quite a presence in any assembly. And And my Guruji used to say that my heart, soul, everything has gone along with him, Bharti Maharaj, when he came back. Now he is wondering that how should I go to this saintly person? Again, second day he came to this assembly. There is maybe some young person amongst them with whom I can speak. Bharti Maharaj understood the way he was wandering nearby. Do you want to speak something? This small child, can I speak with him? There was one small child amongst these devotees. Then Bharti Maharaj said to him, I also want to become a saint like you. Will you take me along with you? That they were the kidnappers of children. This is what is his aim. They want to bring anybody, everybody, to the path of bhajan. Why not? They answered. Then when he decided to go with them, the family members came to know that in India, you know, it is so difficult for any family member to become a saintly person. They went to the police that these Babajis are kidnapping my child, and he was also belonging to a rich family. When they were taking some boats to cross a river, police came there. They saw that all the banks of this river is filled with policemen. They got this boy back and brought him back to home. Then there was a country and Shikha already he had kept. Now, when he is going to bath urine, two people are sent with him. When he is going for toilet, two people again are sent. He could not run away. Just like in Raghunadas Goswami's life, we see similarly, he was also guarded 24 hours for 2-3 months. He was kept in house arrest like, and he was never allowed to go alone. Gurudev is saying, oh, it's become impossible to leave my home. That time, one day he made an excuse. He took out this Santi Mala, he took out this Shikha, and he said, you know, these sadhus, they are so hypnotizing. They spoil my brain so much. I don't want to become any sadhu or something. I cut this Shikha, I don't have any faith in them. Then the parents saw that his behavior had changed, so they thought that, oh, maybe he has changed. Oh, he has gotten off. He said, I want to go in my sister's home for so long time. I have not gone outside. 2-3 months of course, because he was in sort of house arrest. So he was saying, okay, you may go to your sister's home. And when he went to his sister's home, he did not reach there, but definitely he reached Bhakti Sankarsali Prabhupada. And never he reached home after that. He came near Prabhupada. That time, he remained there with faith, he served him. When Prabhupada performing parikram, when he came to this very place, that time, our Guruji's seva was, whoever people were there, if somebody would become sick, he would take care of them, to give them warm water, to arrange about their meals. Anywhere my Gurudev would not go to parikram. Suppose somebody would become sick, he would not go to parikram, he would leave the parikram. Always he would serve them. He would take care of them, serve them. We heard from Maharaj that how they had eagerness for service. Navaraksha River. He spent all his life, although belonged to such an aristocratic rich family, but still serving Guru and Vaishnav, he gave his complete life and soul to this mission. That is why in Guru, it's Guru Vandana, it is these words are spoken. First of all, his name was Prabhupada given him Siddha Swarup. And through becoming satisfied by his preaching, he gave him a title, Vidya Banish. Banish means just like Saraswati, he is expert, he is knowledgeable like Saraswati, he is scholarly like, so deep entrance he has into these deep moods. Also one more title was given to him, Maha Upadeshak, some title had like this, Maha Upadeshak, the big greatest preacher. Such wonderful harikatha he used to preach in such wonderful manner that later on when he became a sannyasi, his name became Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. Bhakti Shri Rup Siddhanti means what philosophy, principles he had to establish. Sri Rupa Siddhanta. The principles of Rupa he came to establish in this world. He has established in this world. At the last moment of his life, he left 32 instructions. That is exactly the instructions of Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu, whatever instructions had imparted to Rupa Goswami, those very instructions at the last moment of his life, he left these instructions also written. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Sri Goswami is describing these words. This that we are Rupa Rom, although externally he used to be like very tough person, but inside he was as soft and he used to be visible externally a tough person. He looked like as if harder than thunderbolt, but he was softer than a lot of flower petals. His Siddhanta principle. That's why all the principles of chakras he established. Especially I have seen also in the Kartik month, at the end of Kartik month, the Rasa Leela, there was some drama used to be performed in the last part of Kartik. When Gurudev came, he saw, he started crying so loudly just by having darshan of this drama. See, he looks like a very tough person, but now he's crying like a baby. I have seen this with my own eyes. In the end, the instructions of Rupa Goswami, he left at the last part of that, because we are Rupa Anup, Gaudiya Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, Sri Rupa Anup, who all those which were against the principles of Rupa Goswami, and he established pure bhakti in its purest form. That is why our Gurudev, just now Srila Maharaj was speaking, Gurudev was speaking that all the Vedanta Sutra which our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, if in some sampradaya there is no commentary on Vedanta, that sampradaya is not considered to be a sampradaya. In every sampradaya, prasthantrayi is there. Prasthantrayi, one is Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad, and Bhagavad Gita. If in these sampradaya, these three things are not there, there is no commentary on Vedanta, that sampradaya is not considered to be a sampradaya. Acharya also, he also accepted this prasthantrayi. These three things are accepted in every sampradaya. That time, Shrothi Maharaj was there, a very big scholar, one of the disciples of, very big scholar in Sanskrit, Prabhupada's disciple. One day he expressed his desire. He said that in every sampradaya, they have, according to their sampradaya, they have some commentary in Bhashya. I also want that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya also, this like Prasthantrayi, this our Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta, his philosophies, his ideas should be something. Then Shrothi Maharaj is saying, I tried after Prabhupada left, but some I published in some not very detailed manner. I did publish something, but when I heard Rupa Siddhanti Maharaj that how he is publishing so many books that time, I saw that really in very beautiful, wonderful manner he is publishing these books. And this was the very deep desire of Prabhupada. Our my Gurudev, the very deep desire of his heart, he came through the medium of these scriptures, he published these books, these scriptures. There is Mool Sutra, then there is commentary, then translation, then Anubhashya, my Gurudev, his own commentary. Who have read Vedanta Sutra, they know that if you read directly with Vidyabhushan Prabhu's commentary, if you read, it is very difficult to understand, very difficult. But my Gurudev, he has given a commentary explaining that in a very simple, astonishing manner, that even an ordinary person, maybe very fallen person, can even understand this Vedanta Sutra very easily. A speciality of this is that in other sampradayas, this Vedanta Sutra, it is generally Vedanta is considered to be a scripture for the Mayavadis. Baram, Brahm, Paramatma, oh, they are not. Because this is the main scripture Shankaracharya, but Balabhadra Prabhu and my Gurudev, they have described till Dasaras, and these somewhere have been established this about Dasaras also. Dasaras also have been spoken, but he showed this that how Vedanta Sutra is speaking right till Shingaras also. Keshava Goswami Maharaj, he also established something very great. All these sannyasis are now known as Bhaktivinoda Vedanta Samiti. He is calling his own ashram. He established these things. My Gurudev, he showed Janmandishya Dasha. Ordinarily, the meaning of this slok is from whom the creation and this world is maintained. But by according to Rasa, the point of the class, from whom the Adya Rasa, origin of all Rasa, appears. And also, Anya Itar means who creates this world. It looks like general meaning. But the Rasic commentaries, they say, Anayat. Anayat means where Shyam Singh is becoming Anukul Nayak, where Radharani has gone from the kunj in her maan, and Shyam Sundar is following her with folded hands. Okay, Shuruji, if you leave the raas, leave the kunj, how will I perform this pastime, this leela? Balabhadra Vidya Bhushan taking his commentaries, this Vedanta Sutra, he showed right till Shingar Rasa. That's why this name is Vedanta, means the very essence of Ved. What is the essence of all Ved? This Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the essence of Bhagavatam? Where Uddhav Ji is describing the glories of Prajagopis. My Gurudev has, like Bhagavad Gita also, generally people say this is the platform of bhakti. Above this, a building of bhakti can be built. Sarvadharma and Parisajya. This is showing. But look at our Maharaj and look at Ram Ram, all these words, they have established the Rasa commentaries, extracted Rasa commentaries from these words of as dry as Ram also. Our Gurudev, that is why he has established Shingar Rasa through the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita also. That's why his name Rupa Siddhanti means the principles of Rupa Goswami, who has come in this world to establish all these principles in a very beautiful and popular manner. Vaishnavas have said, Bhurida Jana, this word has been used, that he is the topmost donor. Who is the topmost donor? Who gives Harikatha as donation, as charity. But those in Brahma, as Brahmacharis, who preached Harikatha all over. When he was sannyasi, of course he preached all over. But even as Brahmachari, even Mridang, the living Mridang, he preached all over, and as Dehat Magran, those books which would remain in this world and all the jivas would gain so much auspiciousness. Now his scriptures are there. All the jivas have, he has left, but all the jivas will gain so much auspiciousness, gain so much auspiciousness. From these scriptures, there were three people after Prabhupada who were very special in publishing books. One, our my Gurudev. After Prabhupada, my Gurudev, he published so many books, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he also published so many books, translation and etc. And third, our Maharaj. Our Maharaj, the way he is published, he has all those contributions by the two acharyas. I think he has gone even further than them. I think the contribution in Hindi, wherever I go, I'm speaking this, the contribution of my Gurudev for the Hindi speakers and readers, I think nobody has contributed so much till date. I think all the scriptures that he has published, Maharaji, principles, Tattva Darshan, whatever he has, the books he has published, if you will start counting, you will lose count. Even in this old state, you go in his room day and night. He's just sitting and even translating, keeps on translating day and night. Jyoti Maharaj is saying to establish these scriptures permanently, which will remain permanently in this world, when somebody will come later on in this world, and how much we can gain from reading of this, which is a special contribution of Maharaj in so many ways. speciality in my Gurudev's life. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. My Gurudev, I used to think sometimes that my Diksha Guru is higher. But my Gurudev, very beautifully he established Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. My Gurudev would never consider them to be separate. His Shiksha Guru was Bhakti Vivek. Diksha Guru was, of course, Prabhupada. These two, he kept them in equal position. He has all his temples, but he established Bharati Maharaj. He is my guru. His instructions, under his guidance, I have learned everything. He has given similar prominence to his Shiksha Guru also. That is why Maharaji also, in Prabandak, he is shown that Diksha he has taken ordinarily. Whatever we achieve from Diksha Guru, sometimes Shiksha Guru we achieve much gain, much more. Who in a very uninhabited manner, we ask so many things. Diksha Guru has given mantras like Shamananda, Srinivas. They have, gurus are separate, but they come to Jiva Goswami together. He achieves the mercy of Radharani directly. Srinivas Acharya, Narasimha Thakur also. In Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, there is no difference. He has always shown this through the idols of his life. How much he has faith towards Prabhupada, he has similar faith towards Bhakti Vivek, Bharati Vivek, Goswami Maharaj. Shiksha Guru, he used to consider, he is Krishna Swarup, considering me. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, what he is establishing, Vande Guru, he has used plural this word. He has not used Guru, he said Guru. Our Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both of them, he used to offer pranam. And our Gurudev is much. All the whatever pastimes we see decorating this altar room, this was started by my Gurudev in his first. Firstly, it was established in my Gurudev. Earlier, they used to say, "What is this? You have created so many puppets on the wall." They used to criticize him like this. But later on, he had a divine vision that in the Kali Yuga Jiva, they cannot understand easily or will not read the books easily. They will not read Krishna's pastimes. They are the Jivas of Kali Yuga. But if you give them something to see, something, that's why he found so many artists and he said, put some pastimes of Mahaprabhu on that wall and then speak to him about that pastime, which is. So like this, they would preach. You would see on the walls of my, our temple, Prem Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Abhijay Tattva, Sadhan Tattva, Mahaprabhu Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva. All these pastimes are written and drawn there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all these instructions are written on the walls. At least somebody will come in of them. It looks like as if our temple, when you enter it, the temple itself is speaking to you. So there are so many contributions she has given. Whatever I have told, I am speaking from my heart. From my temple, I have not learned all these things. Only coming to the shelter of Maharaji Gurudev, when he is speaking about my Gurudev, then I used to really. He was, the way he was, you must understand that whatever I am speaking, I have learned from Gurudev. My God brothers do not understand all these things, that what kind of Gurudev they have. I am telling you whatever I am saying, whatever I am speaking, it is Maharaj instructions and Maharaj teaching lessons. Yes, this is an offering to my Gurudev as well as my offering to Srila Gurudev. So I pay my obeisances to Gurudev. May he be merciful on me that the way he is Gurudev, I should get such a Guru all my life, life after life. One second, one second. Now we will offer Pushpanjali. We'll get up for Pushpanjali now. Sri Guru Charana Padma. And we will. I'm happy.
Yes.
I could translate good today.
Huh?
I could translate nicely. When I'm translating nicely, then I'm feeling okay. Used to Rasanand Prabhu, no?
Yeah, yeah.
His speech and everything, I'm very used to.
Other devotees that speak Bengali.
I went to him, especially in the morning. I told him, please speak in Hindi. Why? I said, difficult to translate. So many devotees there, I want you to listen. Said, okay.
Guru Charana Yeah.